From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. troops are on the ground in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledged Wednesday U.S. military forces are on the ground in Libya looking for potential partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
We are extremely worried about the metastasis of ISIL to other locations, Libya being just one of those locations. We continue to monitor the situation there, continue to work very closely with our coalition partners, with others in the region who have similar concerns about the situation in Libya. And I think it's fair to say that we're closely monitoring the situation, as Chairman Dunford has indicated, working with those partners and also continuing to have conversations with people on the ground as to exactly what's happening there and the threat that ISIL poses to the United States and others.
Cook described the U.S. contingent as small, adding they're in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. The IS group has been growing stronger there in recent months, cementing its hold on the city of Sirte and surrounding areas. A U.S. official familiar with the intelligence recently told VOA some 500 key IS officials and fighters who left Syria and Iraq during the past several weeks moved into Libya in what appeared to be a calculated effort. Western officials estimate IS now has upwards of 5,000 fighters in the North African country. Suicide bombers Wednesday killed at least a dozen people and wounded 30 in Chibok, the northern Nigerian town, where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives at a checkpoint where people were being searched. Two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram, which often targets public gathering spots such as bus stations or markets. This is VOA News. The United States has urged all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without preconditions. It follows dispatch of invitations by U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to various opposition groups ahead of the scheduled Friday launch of the latest diplomatic effort. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We've encouraged the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee to respond positively to Special Envoy de Mistura's invitation. As you know, Secretary Kerry met last week weekend in Riyadh with the HNC to express our focus on the need for a political transition, a ceasefire, and a need to implement confidence-building measures, including immediate humanitarian access to many of these hard-to-reach areas in Syria.
The HNC has insisted it should be the sole delegation involved in the proximity talks with the government. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday led a memorial service for the soldiers killed while on peacekeeping duty in Somalia. Al-Shabaab Islamist militants claim to have killed 100 soldiers in a January 15 attack. Kenya has not made public a casualty list, but the Kenyan force has been redeployed. Mr. Kenyatta vowed to keep Kenya's commitment as part of the African Union force in Somalia.
This is not the time to waver or to listen to the voices of defeat and despair. This is the time for the people and the government of Somalia to choose peace and progress over violence, hatred, and stagnation.
The service was also attended by Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed and Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is in France, the first official visit by an Iranian leader there since 1999. He arrived from Italy, where he closed business deals worth more than $18 billion. The visit comes after sanctions were lifted on his country as part of a nuclear agreement. The International Criminal Court prosecutor is vowing to leave no stone unturned as the trial of former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo gets underway Thursday. Fatou Bensouda spoke Wednesday. The 70-year-old Gbagbo faces charges related to the post-2010 election violence that left some 3,000 dead. He refused to give up his post even after being defeated by the current incumbent, Alassane Ouattara. Vietnam's newly re-elected Communist Party leader, Nguyen Phu Chom, vowed to continue the country's pro-growth policies, insisting Vietnam will continue being a one-party state. Speaking at the conclusion of the country's 12th Communist Party meeting, the 71-year-old Chom acknowledged a heavy workload of reforms aimed at a modern industrial state as he embarks on a new five-year term. And both Japanese and Chinese markets fell in Thursday trading, as did the price of oil. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.